we as a church or believers individually follow the things that were given in the Word of God. Man, I tell you, the breakthroughs that come into church and into praise and worship are just fantastic. Because, you know, it says in Psalm 22, verse 3, God is inhabits the praises of His people, or is enthroned on the praise of His people, is another way, another translation of that. God inhabits or is enthroned on the praise of His people. And that's what happens. We experience it as we praise Him. The anointing of God comes as we press on and do the things the Word of God says. He actually establishes His presence in our midst. That's sometimes how you feel the glory of the Lord start to come into a room. You know what I'm saying? You feel a shift in the atmosphere. And this is not something that's willy-nilly. This is not like, oh, well, God, you did that. That was nice this week, but not next week. The Bible actually teaches us how to walk in this. It does. So that anywhere, even in prison like Paul and Silas, they began to praise the Lord, and finally there's an earthquake, boom, you know, and the whole place is shaken, and the shackles fall off all the prisoners, and the doors fly open, and, well, they didn't run. Wonder why they didn't run. Why didn't the prisoners run out of that prison? Because God was in the place. I'm not going to run out. He's here, you see. And so I'm going to look at this. I'm going to look at some of the things. You know, sometimes I know people in church, they look at me and say, oh, man, you're just so gregarious. You're so loud and everything else. I'm not by nature a loud person, I don't think. Karen probably says I am. But, you know, like today, you know, I'm saying, praise Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to you, God. And they go in tongues, Shabbalabandiyanda, you're exalted in the praise of your people. And you know what? I got to tell you, I'm doing it deliberately, not because I want to foist something on you. I'm doing it deliberately because that's what God wants. And He says so. So we're going to look at that today, because this can establish something, and we're getting, you know, we're moving there. We're just seeing good things happen, worship and praise and everything here. But I want to share this today so that you know it's instructed in the Word so that we can deliberately enter in and have it. And it's not something we're just willy-nilly doing. So let's look, first of all, at 1 Chronicles at verse chapter 25. David is setting up what really is probably the first praise and worship team. And if you look here at 1 Chronicles 25, David and the captains of the host set apart for the service certain, they're talking about service in the temple, in the tabernacle and temple, sons of Asaph and Heman and Jeduthun, who should prophesy. Note that word, prophesy. Spirit of God comes on them. Prophesy in the harp, the psalteries, cymbals. And it goes on to tell the number and who it was and the names and all this kind of thing. He's setting aside for leading in the praise, and you get a lot of that stuff in the book of Psalms. Men of God who can prophesy in the harp or the guitar, except they had 10 strings, it would have been difficult. The psalteries, cymbals, they're moving by the Spirit on them. They didn't have the Holy Spirit in them, but on them in a prophetic way. Now let's go to the next scripture. And then what we see is when Solomon built the temple, these guys come into action. So let's go to 2 Chronicles 5. These are Levites, they're priests, the singers, even there's the same guys, Asaph, Heman, Jeduthun, and their sons and their brethren, arrayed in fine linen with cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end, let's keep going here, of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding trumpets. And it came to pass, when the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound, to be heard in praising and thanking Jehovah. Listen to this, next one. And when they lifted up their voices with the trumpets and cymbals, instruments of music, and praise Jehovah, they said, for He is good, His loving kindness endures forever. It came to pass that the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of Jehovah, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of Jehovah filled the house of God. Now, how did they get from these guys being picked out to there? They used the gifts that God gave them They applied it in praise to God, and this is was God's response. And that's the same thing that happens at church if we apply it. Now, I have been in a lot of incredible worship times, led a lot myself, and I'm a prophetic worship leader. Mike's a prophetic worship leader. You hear him doing some of it. It might not sound like thus saith the Lord, but what's happening is out of your spirit is spilling up the praise of God, right, Mike? That's what comes out. It starts to come up, praising God. And so here's playing away in the guitar, and you say, oh, God, we exalt you, we praise you, hallelujah, glory to you, God. And you know, it could be anything that just starts spilling out of you. In fact, the context of some of the words say, even if you look at how the language is there, even the playing of the instrument is prophetic. It's not just the voice, it's the playing that can be prophetic. Wow. Praise God. God inhabits the praises of his people. And then he shows up. And then he starts to do things because his throne becomes established. Oh man, I tell you what, when that happens, you probably tasted it. I've been in lots of meetings over the years like that. I was just thinking of the one of the ones back in India where, man, the guys are, I think that year, they'd had some persecution and some of them that weren't back at the conference. They'd been killed in the persecution, but they started to praise God. I began teaching on the love of God. We praying for healing and stuff. Praise God, praise God. And Dirk, you might remember this. I don't know how you can forget it, because the presence of God seemed so strong in that meeting. We'd seen a number of healings. There was one guy who had been a professional wedding dancer who could do stuff that was awesome. He'd been crippled up for, I don't know how many, 18 years, was it, something like that? And he got completely healed. He's dancing. And he's doing this amazing dancing before the Lord, and I got a video of Dirk up there dancing with him. We're all praising God, and the place was full of the glory of the Lord. You couldn't stop. I mean, we must have gone on for an hour just praising God, everybody shouting, everybody praising, everybody calling down the Lord, God doing stuff, and oh my goodness, and outside the Hindus are gathering because the glory of the Lord's coming in the place. Praise God. This is what we can access. This is what we're invited to. This is our birthright. Because according to 1 Peter 2, for you are a royal priesthood. You're like these guys. You're all like these guys. You're a holy nation. You're God's own people. You're a royal priesthood in Christ. It's not the line of Levi. It's the line of Christ. Royal priesthood. And you might say, well, I'm not prophetic, Pastor Terry. I'm not a prophetic person at all. Well, no, when you get anointed by the Holy Spirit, when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit, Paul the Apostle said, you can all prophesy one by one. This is something that once you're baptized in the Spirit, belongs to everybody. Doesn't mean you're getting up and declaring prophetic words over the church. There's a different kind of ministry there. But to extol and exalt and praise and encourage and edify and lift up the name of Jesus. That is a ministry by the Holy Spirit that belongs to every believer. When you get filled with the Holy Spirit and baptized in the Spirit, this flow starts to come out of you. That's what it's about. And you begin experiencing those things if you apply it. Because we can leave them lay low. Or we can say, I'm going to start moving that way and see God's breakthrough. See Him establish His throne right here in the midst. Again, Psalm 22:3, the Lord inhabits the praise of His people. Can you imagine, as we praise Him, the Lord, I'm going to come here, I'm going to fill this place, I'm going to fill this Vineyard Church this morning, I'm going to sit down with my throne. And when the Lord establishes His throne, the shift in the atmosphere comes, and you shift from praise into worship. Worship is to fall down. Praise is to exalt. And the instructions we have on getting there are all praise instructions, not worship instructions. We're going to look at that in a second. We're a royal priesthood. Hebrews 13, 15, and 16. Did I put up there? Through Him, that is Christ, then, let us offer a sacrifice of praise to God continually. And what is this praise? This is the fruit of our lips that confess His name. And then it goes on, to do good, to communicate, forget not, for such sacrifice as God is well pleased. Sacrifice of praise, continually. Sacrifice of praise. There's the secret to living with a breakthrough kind of Christian life is you learn how to turn off the negative talk and you start putting on the righteous positive talk. You learn how to put aside the flesh and you put on the things that God has promised in the Spirit. And you say those things, you agree with those things, you believe those things, you get the Word of God in your heart and let it start to flow through you and boom, stuff starts to flow in the Spirit. If we are confessing things that are negative and critical, what do? We shut it down because we bottle up the flow of God's love and God's grace, and instead we start to have a mind that's oriented to negative things, and so it doesn't flow. You can all prophesy one by one and offer that sweet-smelling sacrifice to the Lord. So now I'm going to get into part two here. How do we do this? How do we do that? What we're starting to do it this morning, you know, we're just beginning entering into this morning as we do. This is a good time. But I want to say a couple things. One is praise is not worship. And the instructions we have in the Scripture are predominantly praise, not worship. Worship is literally the word that means you fall down on your face. When he shows up, you're falling on your face because what else can you do? That's what worship means, to get down because he's there. It's not, that's your response to his glory. I'm telling you what, I mean, I've been in meetings where you see the glory cloud comes in and even one time Christ visibly, I saw him. My response is just you fall on your face. You can't do anything else. That's worship. But praise is different. Praise is to extol the Lord, to magnify his name, to glorify his name, to be declaring his goodness and his grace and his love and his mercy and anything else that's great about God that you say, that is praise. Hallelujah. So here's Psalm 100. Let's go. I think we put Psalm 100 up, didn't we? Yep. And now we get into some instructions about praise. Now, the Bible's full of them. So if the Bible's full of instructions, that means we can do it. We should do it. And we learn how to do it. It's deliberate. Make a joyful noise unto Jehovah, all ye lands. Serve Jehovah with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that Jehovah, he is God, and it is he that hath made us. We are his, we are the people of his pasture, the sheep, sheep of his pasture. Now say this part with me. Enter into his gates, out loud, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his courts with praise. Give thanks unto him and bless his name. For Jehovah is good, his loving kindness endures forever, and his faithfulness is to all generations. Hallelujah. Now enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his courts with praise. Well, what's beyond a gate and a court that are talking about? It's the presence of the king, right? How do we access? You know, you might come here with a great need this morning. But if you're a believer in Christ, you have the right of access to the throne of God. It says so in Hebrews. You can boldly come to the throne of grace. But then you're told how to come. You enter his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise. You come by thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. You are good. Thank you, Lord, that you love me. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness endures forever. Thank you, God, for the blood of Jesus that cleanses me from all sin. Thank you, Lord, that I can access the throne of grace right now. Thank you, Lord, that you care for me. I praise you, O God. We worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you start to do that. And you're starting to access the throne of grace. You can do that privately. I do it privately frequently. I grab my guitar and I start to play at home and start to sing, start to shout, start to sing in tongues. I'm just going at her, and pretty soon, man, I'm coming into the presence of God. Feel it just as soon as I start up. You can sit there glum and quiet and meditate and not get anywhere. But when you open your mouth, you're using what God has given you to access the throne. This is what I wanted to bring. Maybe if I can get one message here today, is the message is God has given every single Christian the right of access to the throne, and it comes by using your voice and praising and exalting and worshiping him. That's how you step across the line. Hallelujah. And we've got a culture that says, oh, I want to feel it first. Well, you know, no, it doesn't. It's the other way around. So how do you praise? Well, that's what it says. You come into his presence. You make a joyful noise. Well, Jesus even said about the children, you know, the children perfect praise. I remember, you know, in church, we got kids running around praising God and dancing and spinning and carrying on. Remember the video we had last week? I remember Mama. Remember that? I remember Mama. You know, I love that video. Do you know how the girl got filled with the Holy Spirit? You see in the video? Remember this? They come back home from church, and she's always disobedient. And they go back to the house, and they start playing church. And her sister are congregation, and their brother puts on the big fat glasses and pushes them up, and he's the preacher. Right? Just imitating what they saw at church. Now, if you've ever been to some real good Pentecostal black churches, you know what this is all about, because they know how to do it. And the boy, he gets up there and he says, I want you to jump up three times and shout, praise Jesus. You know, praise the Lord. And Shirley, she jumps up two times, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You know, probably what they did that Sunday morning at church. But the third time she jumped up, she says, something got a hold of me. And she's dancing and praising God and tears running down her face all over the yard. Oh, and then the other kids, the brother and sister, go into Mama's. Shirley's in there fooling around with God again. Mom comes out to nag. And she says, she's not making fun of God anymore. Because the Holy Spirit came down when she praised God three times. Man. I'll tell you what, I've led, you know, tons of worship over the years. Some people think I'm loud and pushy, but I'm trying to push you there. And because it works, it happens. This is the way it works. I've seen it so many times. So many times. Oh, my goodness. The glory comes down over his people. How do you praise? Well, you do the things it says. Joyful, singing, gladness, thanksgiving. You enter. And some people say, well, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. I'm feeling subdued and low. See, now notice that this is instruction. All over the Psalms, all over the Scriptures, it's an instruction how you do it. It's not about when you feel like it. This is how you do it. You don't follow your feelings. You go the other way around. You do it, and then your feelings will follow you. That's how it works. It really does work that way. And I'll tell you what. If you will just obey the Word of God, when you don't know what to do, when you don't feel like it, if you just obey the Word of God and say, I'm going to praise the Lord right now, I'm going to thank Him right now, you might feel, you know, so low they'd have to jack you up to bury you. And I'll tell you what, if you'll just do it, eventually you're going to feel that love of God come down, you're going to feel the praise take their effect because it says it in the Word. He dwells in the praises of His people. So if it says it in the Word, and we obey the Word, what's going to happen? I tell you what, if we were going at it for 10 minutes here, 100% all of us, I'm going to praise God and just let her loose. I tell you what, probably in about 10 minutes we're going to have the glory of the Lord overwhelming us. It's just that way. I go visit a church occasionally in London, Ontario, where I'm from, and this man's he's actually a Messianic Jewish pastor there, and he, you know, we get in the back room praying before the service. He's right downtown amongst the street people, right in the worst area of London. We get in the back room, him and his elders, and I'm visiting there, and oh boy, does he go bad. He's the loudest guy in tongues I know. My goodness. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. And we're all just going at it. Everybody's going at it. We're all going at it. Within a couple of minutes, man, boom, the anointing of God's there. The power of God's all over us. And we're going out to start the service. And we feel like, oh, my goodness, I've already had a service. I'm already charged up. He knows how to do it. And we just do it. Whew. Because we're obeying the instructions. We're doing what it says. This is how you praise God. Let's go to Psalm 47, verse 1. Now, read it together. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. There you go. Clap your hands. That's why we clap. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Praise you, God, you know. And you start to let your voice out. There's instruction. There's another instruction. I'm only giving you a few of them. They're all over the place. Psalm 33, 1 to 3. Let's look at that. Everybody, rejoice in Jehovah, O you righteous. Praise is comely for the upright. Give thanks to Jehovah with the harp. Sing praises unto him with the psaltery of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. Now, that's not a great translation. Let me read mine. Because all the psalteries and things. I don't even know what a psaltery is. I've never played one. But it's basically like a guitar, right? It says here, sing for joy to the Lord, you righteous. Praise befits the upright. It's appropriate. You're upright in Christ. It's the right thing to do, is what he's saying. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. And the lyre is like a 10-stringed guitar. Okay? Make melody to him with the harp, 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully. Mike's playing skillfully this morning on the strings with loud shouting. Hallelujah. Loud shout. I remember when I was a pastor in Nova Scotia, you know, when we had a state kind of United Church congregation, and I did a funeral for a black family that lived in Yarmouth, way from us, and they stayed over for the Sunday morning. And they were Pentecostal. You know, and I was preaching away, and I'd hear a hallelujah from the congregation. Praise God! And every time the lady did that, praise the Lord, everybody in the church would look around and glare. And she'd say, amen, brother. And she started getting quieter, quieter, quieter. And I thought, oh, man, I wish the church had come up, you know. And this is the thing. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Oh, man. Now, when it says here also in verse 2, give thanks to the Lord, the translation of a different word used there means extending our hands. Is actually what it's getting at. Extending our hands. Psalm 141, 2, I don't think we put it in there, says that lifting up of our hands is like incense being offered to the Lord. It says in the New Testament that we are to lift up holy hands unto the Lord. 1 Timothy 2, 8. When we praise and worship and give thanks and even shout, and lift up hands and clap to the Lord. It's all there. It's all there. And lifting up hands. There it is in the New Testament, repeated for us. Lifting up of hands. And the Lord regards it like the priesthood when they're offering incense. My offering of lifting my hands is like an offering to the Lord. It's like incense to God. Can you imagine that? You're a priesthood to the Lord. 1 Peter 2:4. You lift up holy hands unto the Lord in your praise. It's like offering incense to God as the priest. You know how they'd go into the inner room and in the tabernacle and they had the incense, they're burning before the Lord, before the veil? Well, we've come through. Jesus said we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. So from our spirits, our lifting up of our hands, he regards that like a priest offering incense. Wow. That's our service. Everybody in church, we lift our hands to the Lord. Oh, Lord, regard our praise, our worship. It's real. We got to get a hold of this, everybody. It's offering praise. And then Psalm 150. Did we put 150 in there? Let me read this from this. This is the ESV here. And I'm not sure what the other one is up there. ASV, ESV. RSV, VIP. Okay, let me just read through this one. Might not be the same as that. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heaven. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the trumpet sound. Praise Him with the lute and harp. Praise Him with the tambourine and dance. Dance before the Lord. You know when it says in the Word, rejoice in the Lord always, again I say rejoice. Do you know that word? That's New Testament. You know the word is? Rejoice. Thank you, Lord. That's this. Spin it around. Phew. Praise Him with the sounding cymbals. Praise Him with loud, crashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I get the impression God likes loud when it's done to Him. I mean, you go to a hockey game, the team likes loud. You know, you get a goal. You know, everybody's screaming and they bring horns and the honk and the, you know. We're in church. Oh, praise you, God. Mighty King, I give you glory. I give you praise, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How come I feel worse when I go out than I did when I come in? you got to get rooting for the team, man. You know, get rooting for the team. You got to realize God is great. God is awesome. God is full of power. God is well, ready, and able to deliver us from our fears, our bondages. God will set people free from demons. I'll tell you what happens. Talk about demons. Barry and I were talking about this. When the Lord establishes His throne in a meeting, demons don't like it. Listen, just warning you. Whenever it happens, you could be expecting some demons to act up. People that need to be set free, all of a sudden they can do the stupidest things. Now, I don't mean stupid praise things that look stupid to you. I don't mean that kind of thing. I mean growl and roll on the floor. Or start to scream, or start to curse and have profanity. I've had all that stuff happen in meetings. I remember one Christmas, week before Christmas service, we're having an evening service up at the Foursquare Church there and worshiping and praising God, and this guy in the front row, all the way through my leading to worship, I'm going, oh, this guy's got a demon, man. God's telling me, man, the presence of God was so good. He's just kind of sitting there. Rah, rah, rah. I can just tell he's got a demon. And when I was done preaching, I kind of came up to him. I just went like this, put this furry. Get out of him. And all of a sudden, he goes, rah, 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 rah. He's on the floor and rolling around and got his foot hooked on the Christmas tree, and down it comes. And the congregation, you there, Dirk, with that up? Yeah. He's screaming down on the floor. Oh, my goodness, man, the glory of the Lord was working. And the congregation went, ah! And they all start running out the door. And I said, it's okay. It's only a demon. And I went, well, boom, get out of him now in Jesus' name. And after a bit of a spiritual battle, he got up. Oh. You know, that thing stopped, man. Oh, my goodness. Now, I got to ask you a question. Do you want to see all this? You know. Listen, you know, if we're praying, Lord, bring in people from Campbellton and the people that are broken and needy and bound and everything else. We got to establish here the throne of the Lord, and God loves people. He wants to set them free. But get ready. Man, if you're saying, yeah, I want this God to work like this, He'll work, and we'll get some mighty fantastic stuff, and it'll be freaking crazy and lovely and wonderful. And they go out praising God. I'm free at last. I'm free. That stupid thing's gone. I had that for years. Because you start praising God, and He gets His throne established. That's what has to happen, you know. That's where we're heading. Praise the Lord. Oh, man, I'm getting happy here. All right. Can I tell you something? This is normal church, I think. What I'm describing is supposed to be the normal church. And we got subnormal these days. But over in Eastern countries, it's pretty normal like that. Over, I've been in Africa, it's pretty normal like that. I've been Asia, lots of places. India, man, you know, they just go for it. And one of the ways to praise is you don't need the musicians and you don't need the leaders and all that. You can just, as a little group, we're starting to do a little bit out here praying, just start exalting God. All right, here's 10 of us. We're going to praise God. Yes, and everybody, just go for it. We don't have a leader. We're not listening to each other. Just start going, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Praise you, God. Oh, God, come down your glory. And you all just start to praying and worshiping and speaking in tongues and interpreting. And blah, 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 blah. I tell you what, that's the way they pray in the other side of the world. Aren't I right there? Yeah, here. Cal will tell you that. Need to pray? Let's just all go at it. Man, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's just let her loose. Man, praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. And God established, man, his throne comes in. You don't need the musicians and all the stuff happening. You just start. I remember when I was at a prayer meeting in town, everything was just a low ebb, man. It was just, I was visiting there, and I said to them, let's do something. I said, just all pray and praise and shout and give glory to God. All together at the same time, just everybody do it independent of it. Like we're all together, but we're doing it together, but we're not following a script, so to speak. Okay. So we started to do it. Well, my goodness, man, the power of God came down on us. Ho! You're just like, oh, boy. Where did that come from? That surprised everybody just about. Well, we're doing what it says here. God dwells in the praises of his people. Let's do it. And he'll do it. It's just like that. And what's more is we got more than what the Old Testament says. Because we got baptized in the Holy Spirit. And it's great. Now, let me talk about a couple struggles, and then we're going to close off. One struggle that we all have struggled with, the unruly mind. You come here to church to praise God and your mind's running all over the place. Well, I found out one thing. If you engage your voice, your mind will come along behind it. If you be quiet, your mind will just go, everything. Man, oh man, that car was dripping oil when we left. I wonder what's wrong. You know? And it can just go everywhere. But you start to say, I'm going to praise God. You engage, your mind comes in with it. So just do that. Now, another thing that comes with the unruly mind, though, is sometimes all of a sudden you get to church and you got all these unclean thoughts. And guys, we sometimes do that. I have had that so many times. And you just come to church, all of a sudden, man, you're noticing every woman in the place and all this junk. What? I used to be, you know, years ago I condemned myself. But when that happens now, I just go, you devil. You demon of lust. Get out of this place in the name of Jesus. And gone, just like that. Because he wants to use that to disrupt our worship and praise. And he can bring up anything. He can bring up your family problems. He can make you feel bitterness and resentment because your, you know, son-in-law or daughter-in-law did this or blah, 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 blah. You're also in a spiritual war. We establish the ground and take it from the devil. So when you get a thought and you start to praise God, there's still being bugged, rebuke the devil. Because that's what he's doing. He's just trying to get you off. Especially when it's something so, like with me, that is something so not normal. You know, and all of a sudden you're there. And second thing is feelings. Don't follow the feelings. Emotions are not meant to lead us. They're meant to follow, and we enjoy them. Okay? Don't focus on your struggles. And I'll tell you the truth, sometimes some of the songs in praise and worship are not really praise and worship. They're songs about us. I am dry and thirsty, Lord. Let it rain. Well, what are we singing about? Well, right there, I'm singing about me and how I feel, aren't I? No, I mean, we can sing a prayer. Let it rain, God, let it rain. But that's not praise. We've got to say, that's a prayer, but it's not praise. Praise is, I'm exalting God, right? So we don't want to get hung up on ourselves. We go in. And then you can also have things like unconfessed sin, broken relationships, that sort of thing. And you got to straighten them up. You can come to church with that stuff in the way, and you'll be conscious of sin. You'll be conscious of that broken relationship. You can't enter in because it's in the way. Because your relationship is fractured with God right now. You need to repair it, and you just come by the blood of Jesus and repent. And then, you know what? It says in the Word of God how good and How wonderful it is when brethren dwell in unity. It's like oil that's running down Aaron's head and running down the beard. That's the anointing of the Spirit. And then finally, God gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit to use. And you need to be baptized in the Spirit because that's the flow of the Holy Spirit. And if you're saying this morning, well, I don't know if I'm baptized in the Holy Spirit, that means you need to be. Because when you are, you know. It's different, you know. And it's the gift that God gave us. And tongues, yes, tongues is part of our worship and praise. And we'll close off 1 Corinthians 14. I think I put that up here. Let him that speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays. My spirit prays. My understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? Let's say this together. I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding. Now listen to this. I will sing with the Spirit. I will sing with the understanding also. Or else, if I bless with the Spirit, how shall he that filleth the place of the unlearned say amen at giving thanks, seeing that you know not what he says? So he's singing, saying, I can sing in the Spirit. I can sing with my English. I can pray in the Spirit. I can pray in English. I can bless in English, can bless in tongues. I can give thanks in tongues, give thanks in English. He's not saying, don't do it. Some people have interpreted it. It's misinterpreted. It's not saying, don't use gifts of the Spirit. He's saying, do both. So that someone who's unlearned is not just, okay, what nurse going on? They're getting to English. You see, he's saying, do both. And, well, praise God. Now, I can see time here. I said I'd have question and answer, then we'd just go for that worship song that Mike did earlier. Any questions or answers? Maybe I can give you an answer. Mike, can you go back up and do overwhelmed again? Yeah. 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 Praise the Lord. Yeah, because praising and thanking God, thanksgiving is thanking God. You're not thanking God for something that's mystical. We're thanking God for something that's real. Isn't that right? Yes. Whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, then you shall have it. So we begin to thank Him for answers to prayer that are according to the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for it. That's going to be part of our thanksgiving, even if we haven't seen it yet. Hallelujah.